Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of February 2018. Supreme Court has disposed of a plea of no-frill carrier Indigo challenging a Delhi High Court order to shift its operations partially from Terminal 1, T1, of the IGI airport here to Terminal 2. Supreme Court has taken a serious note of alleged illegal operations of multinational accounting firms in India in collaboration with Indian chartered accountancy firms and has asked the centre to examine steps to rein them in. Supreme Court has refused to interfere with the CBSE's decision to fix the upper age limit for the entrance test for admission to undergraduate medical and dental courses, as a result of which the candidates from the general category older than 25 years and those from the reserved category above 30 will not be able to appear in NEET this year. Supreme Court has pulled up the centre for its failure to curb pilferage of natural resources worth of thousands of crores and directed it to submit a plan to stop it while grappling with cases pertaining to illegal mining in at least 6 states. Delhi High Court has appreciated the efforts made by the AAP government in ensuring children get enrolled in schools run by it. Delhi High Court has disposed of a petition by the parents of a missing doctor from St. Stephen's Hospital who is a murder suspect soon after they refused to undergo a polygraph test. Delhi High Court has asked how the Delhi Assembly Secretary, who was loaned to the AAP government by the Centre for AIA, can continue in his post when his parent department, the All India Radio, wants him back. Delhi High Court has sought the centre's response on a plea challenging a December 2017 notification penalising vehicles fitted with metal crash guards or bull bars.